Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces are in complete control of the vast steelworks in the port of Mariupol following the surrender of the Ukrainian soldiers defending it. Fighters from the Azov Regiment were holed up inside the plant for weeks while the city was constantly attacked. Their commander said all wounded troops have been taken away by Russian buses and ambulances. President Volodymyr Zelensky, heard here through an interpreter, says the soldiers had been given clear instructions.
Things are what they are. As of today, the boys received the signal from the military command that they are at complete liberty to get out and save their lives.
The latest turn comes after 3 months of Russian bombardment of the strategic Ukrainian port city. A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from lifting the pandemic border restrictions known as Title 42. NPR's Joel Rose reports that the public health order had been set to end Monday.
The ruling is a victory for the Republican-led states pushing to extend the restrictions. Title 42 allows immigration authorities to quickly expel migrants at the border, sharply limiting how many asylum. The CDC says it's no longer needed to protect public health, but more than 20 states signed on to a lawsuit brought by Arizona, Missouri, and Louisiana. They argued that the CDC did not go through the proper procedures to end Title 42 and should have considered the impact on state health care systems and other costs of a potential influx of migrants. A federal judge in Louisiana granted the preliminary injunction those states had been seeking, meaning that Title 42 could be in place for a long time to come. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The Justice Department says it will appeal the decision. The World Health Organization says a rare outbreak of monkeypox has spread to 11 countries, including Canada and the U.S. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, there are now 130 suspected cases worldwide.
Monkeypox typically occurs in West and Central Africa. People catch it from a rodent, and the virus historically hasn't spread well between people. But Anne Ramoyne at the University of California, Los Angeles, says in this new outbreak, scientists don't know how it is spreading.
How exactly is this being transmitted? Is this close contact? Is this sexual transmission? Is it because of a contact with a product that potentially has been contaminated with monkeypox?
There are now dozens of cases in major cities, including Lisbon, Madrid, and Montreal. Health officials in the U.S. urge doctors and nurses to look out for signs of monkeypox in patients. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
In the northern Michigan town of Gaylord, one person was killed. More than 40 people were injured by a tornado that tore through the town of about 4,000 people. The twister hit yesterday afternoon. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. The White House says the first flights of infant formula to the U.S. from Europe are due to arrive this weekend in Indiana. 132 pallets of Nestle Health Science Alfamino Infant and Alfamino Junior formula will leave Ramstein Air Base in Germany and arrive in the U.S. this weekend. Another 114 pallets of Gerber Good Start Extensive HA formula are expected to arrive in the coming days. Boeing's Starliner capsule has docked with the International Space Station, a critical test of the vehicle designed to carry NASA astronauts to the orbiting outpost. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne reports the uncrewed capsule launched to the station Thursday from Cape Canaveral.
It wasn't the smoothest of rides for Boeing's Starliner capsule. Two of the capsule's 12 thrusters failed as the vehicle was making its way into an orbit to catch up to the station, and software issues delayed the final approach. Among the hiccups, the docking ring on the capsule had to be retracted and reset as the two vehicles flew 10 meters apart at a speed of 17,500 miles per hour. Still, the Starliner capsule has reached a critical milestone on a mission to prove to NASA the spacecraft is safe enough to transport astronauts on its next flight. Now, it will spend about a week docked to the ISS before returning home to Earth. Also docked there is SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule, which launched the most recent crew of astronauts to the station last month. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Europe's Seismological Center reports a magnitude 6 earthquake has struck north of the Norwegian archipelago of Svalbard. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.